Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by South Austin Tie-Dye, wearing the same shirt since 1969. On the web at http://www.aol.com. Support also comes from France, almost as big as Texas, inventors of the croissant, and since 1836, the only nation to officially recognize the Republic of Texas.
From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Great to have you join us. We like to begin each program exploring something brand new, something we haven't heard before. And the CD that grabbed our ears this week is by a band called Mice and Rifles. But before we meet the frontman, here's the first track from their new EP. It's called This Will Begin to Hurt, and chances are good you're hearing it first on Texas Music Matters.
No, I don't have friends for days like these. Everything's slipping away, but the pain never slips my mind. And this all begins to hurt when I begin to care. That's why I've gone so wrong living day to day. Stay out of trouble with you. There's so much to know about someone these days. And I've kept my promises by lying through every one of my teeth. You gotta make the choice between the truth or me. So this will begin to hurt when you begin to care. Yeah, this will begin to hurt when you begin to care. Yeah, this will begin to hurt when you begin to care. To hurt when I begin to care. Well, I've gone so long living day to day.
Hi, this is Kevin Brinkhater. I'm guitarist and lead singer for Mice and Rifles.
Sounds like you have an old German name there.
Yeah, Brinkhater. Yeah, we've been here since the 1860s. About 2 years ago, a Boy Scout troop was out in the woods playing around and found the gravestones from our family that we, as our family, had actually been looking for years. And the barn is still standing. Those are the folks that landed in Galveston and made their way to New Braunfels.
And it all does seem to come together on this new EP, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Yeah, no, it's the title. The EP directly came from that, Liebe wohl in Tejas. It's
Liebe wohl in Tejas.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like a loose translation of fare thee well or live well in Texas. You know, all of us in the band are Central Texas guys. Families are here, and you know, obviously, you know, these last couple of years, like finding the gravestones and finally, you know, seeing where all of it came from, at least on my side of the family. You know, was pretty profound, and just kind of made sense for us, because right now all the guys here, married, jobs, some of us have kiddos, and we're just living well in Texas. Like, it just made sense for us at the time.
The dedication to Task Force War Eagle in the United States Army, what's the story there?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. A couple months ago, you know, we had just started playing this year again. We had taken a hiatus almost 3 years and hadn't recorded anything in 5 years, and we got this email. It was like this unclassified military email from a Rocky Burrell. He's a commander in Afghanistan of a Ford observation base, Task Force War Eagle. Said that him and his guys are big Meissen Rifles fans. And
just out of the blue, you get this email.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was racking my brain, like, if we've got, because we, you know, some of us in the band have friends in the armed forces, and we were trying to put the connection together, and we just couldn't. No one could figure it out. And these guys are in East Afghanistan, you know, facing the Pakistani border, the mountains out there. It may not be like the most rock and roll thing, but it was the coolest thing that happened to us, you know, as a band. I mean, you know, we had the EP release party at Stubbs on December 8th, mm-hmm. and Rocky Burrell, the commander who reached out to us, he flew his entire family out to Austin, and they came to the show, and they presented us with a plaque and a flag. They flew a flag over their base to commemorate 9/11. And they retired that flag and brought a plaque to us and presented it to us at the show. And, you know, with that being said, I think, you know, having the respect for history, but at the same time, not necessarily agreeing with some of the decisions made by previous administrations, it's a fine line. I don't want to make the same mistake I think our parents' generation did, was soldiers from Vietnam coming home and we're blaming the soldiers. Like, you keep coming home from a tour of duty, you survive, and someone spits on you at the airport. It makes no sense. You know, we have guys coming back now who are my age. I'm 34, and these guys, you know, were 8 years in the Army coming back, and you just got to respect that. I mean, you know, because to them, they didn't care what George Bush was doing. They didn't care what Obama was doing. They're just doing their job.
Fire and threats scream through the air, and everybody wants their peace and care. Forget the slaughter, the open war. This is a battle for so much more. And one by one we'll march on, and we will conquer every wall. And the borders will cross to impress the laws we lust. In God we trust. With sons and blood to spill. Yeah, but now the daughters are growing up and they're picking up arms as well. We are the new tragic Romans, and everyone here will become a soldier. One by one we'll march on with a hand placed over our heart, and God we trust.
Music by Meissen Rifles. Check them out. It's hard to overstate the impact these few notes made on a generation or more of Texas musicians. It was the night of February 9th, 1964.
The Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
The next day, and for weeks thereafter, music stores across Texas reported a run on cheap electric guitars. Some tried to emulate the sound of the British invasion, others the style. But for a kid named Billy Gibbons and his Houston-based band The Moving Sidewalks, the Beatles were more a kind of jumping-off point for a completely new sound, a kind of psychedelic blues that was unapologetically Texan. Sidewalks would eventually morph into a smaller outfit that would leave a considerably bigger mark on the world of music. You may have heard of them. They're called ZZ Top. Still going strong, by the way. But Gibbons tells the New York Times this week that for the first time in 44 years, he's going to revive the Moving Sidewalks for one gig only at the B.B. King Blues Club and Grill in Manhattan on March 30th. Rehearsals just got underway here in Texas last week, featuring all the original members, just for grins. While the set list has yet to be firmed up, we fully expect this one to be on it. It's the Moving Sidewalk's only regional hit, and if you were living in Houston in 1967, you could probably sing along to it. Ninth Floor, the Moving Sidewalks on Texas Music Matters. Through the years, Billy Gibbons has spoken of the impact of growing up in Texas and listening to the radio. Not just any radio, mind you, the notorious Border Blasters. Those mysterious sounds beaming in from the outlaw radio stations just across the Mexican border with 1,000,000 watts of power. Enough, it was said, to electrify the fences of nearby ranches.
Yeah, growing up in Texas, the quest was spinning the dial wheel. Because of the omnipotence of border radio's broadcasting power, you couldn't miss it, coming in like a police call.
They went by names like XERA, XERF, XED, XER, the Outlaw X stations.
You could hear Muddy Waters, Jimmy Reed, T-Bone Walker, Albert Collins, Freddie King, B.B. King. You name it, heard best late at night. There is some stratospheric anomaly that allows certain frequencies to penetrate through the clouds after dark. And that made it even more magical. It was a very mysterious event.
The thing about the X stations, they play the music others wouldn't play. This week, we're celebrating the launch of another X on the radio dial, this one totally legit, however, the all-music spinoff of one of the oldest continually running stations in Austin, Texas, KUTX.
Do you remember back in 1966? I heard
Congratulations to the team at our home station, KUT Austin, on the launch of KUTX. If you're ever in the Austin area, ha, check it out. Coming up, the week's music news and lots of surprises as Texas Music Matters continues. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll hear how the Queen of the Accordion took charge of her Houston realm. Ventura Alonso was born on December 30, 1904 in Matamoros, Mexico. When Alonso was five, her family moved to Brownsville, Texas, where she learned to play piano and accordion. By the 1920s, she was living in Houston and had married a bajo sexto player named Frank Alonso. In 1938, the couple started the band Alonso y Sus Rancheros. Ventura Alonso not only wrote many of the group's songs, but she was also the first Tejana accordionist to record. In 1956, the Alonzos opened La Terraza, one of the most popular Mexican-American venues in Houston. Ventura Alonso performed in the house band, but she also worked as the club's business manager, negotiating artist contracts and handling promotions and ticket sales. Ventura Alonso was honored in 1996 with a mural in Houston's Magnolia Park. She died in 2000 and was inducted into the Tejano Roots Hall of Fame in 2002. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about what happened when some imported pistols went off in a Texas dance-off. I'm Gary Hartman for Texas Music Matters.
With the Week in Local Music News, I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American Statesman, and this is the Austin Music Source. Alejandro Escovedo's worn many musical guises through the years, punk rocker, rock wailer, sensitive boy, and survivor. Escovedo's career is the focus of a special show on Saturday, January 12th at ACL Live. Joe Ely, Rosie Flores, Amy Cook, Patricia Vaughn, Stephen Barber, and True Believer cohort John D. Graham are among the many special guests, with Charlie Sexton taking the reins as musical director. The event celebrates Escovedo's 35th year in the business. Though Dave Grohl is set to debut a new music documentary at Sundance on January 17th, there may turn out to be an Austin connection. The documentary focuses on the history of Sound City Studio, where Nirvana's seminal Nevermind album was recorded. And while there, Grohl is expected to perform with an all-new band. That mystery group might well make its way to Austin in March, when Grohl comes to town to serve as the keynote speaker at South by Southwest. Free Week is here, and it's bigger than ever, with over 10 days of shows running every day through Saturday, January 12th. Transmission Entertainment co-owner Graham Williams, who started the event 9 years ago, describes it as a sort of South by Southwest for locals. Highlights include Austin rock band Bobby Jealousy at Hotel Vegas on Monday, and on Friday, DJ Jonathan Toobin brings his Soul Clap party to Red 7. For more information on Free Week and other stories, visit Austin360.com. From the studios of Texas Music Matters, I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American Statesman.
Texas music is famous for celebrating songwriters, maybe less so, the interpreters. When someone sings someone else's songs, it's easy to dismiss them as cover versions, somehow less than the real deal. And yet, Natalie Maines' new version of an old Pink Floyd classic, a remake of Mother, which appears on the new soundtrack West of Memphis, left music critic Ann Powers thinking about much more than the music itself.
I first heard Natalie Maines' version of Mother, the Pink Floyd song, while sitting alone in my car on a particularly difficult Saturday morning.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
It was the day after Adam Lanza took his mother's guns into Sandy Hook Elementary School and wreaked destruction. Like many people across America, I'd spent most of the previous day trying to grasp what had happened. I really mean grasp. Like so many tragedies that don't involve me directly, yet engross me as they unfold in raw, real time on the web, this one quickly became a spectral burden that was difficult to shake.
Mother, do you think they'll like this song?
I couldn't stop thinking about what had happened in Newtown. Yet, I also couldn't feel anything that seemed right. I kept thinking that I needed some quiet, a moment to figure out how my actual experience related to this distant and, to me, virtual reality.
Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Should I build a wall?
Maines, interpreting a song I'd long found problematic, gave me a provisional answer. On one level, her reading of Pink Floyd's Mother seemed to apply directly to recent events. Here was a song about a child driven to deeply question, even violently reject, his mother's love. The original Mother was a stoned sing-along favorite during the dropout afternoons of my own youth. A kind of primer in what was wrong with society.
Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's gonna put all of her fears into you. Mama's gonna keep you right here under her wing. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm.
Mother laid out the first big problem: domineering mothers. Natalie Maines is a mother, however, and her interpretation of Roger Waters' lyrics helps the original become something new, something bigger, I think. David Gilmour's singing the mother is prissy and cruel, restricting the boy's reach. Maines leaves the song's vaguely misogynist lyrics intact. but her plaintive, tender reading, intertwining with Ben Harper's equally gentle guitar lines, reveals the terror and helpless yearning that feeds the effort to control.
Hush now, baby, baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true.
The male voice that made Mother into a diatribe against femininity, Maines's interpretation becomes a gentle acknowledgement of how fear can entrap all of us, even when what we want to do is nothing but love. Mother also resonates with the events at Newtown, but in ways that can be risky. The song might conjure thoughts of Adam Lanza, who killed his own mother first for reasons we may never know.
Mother, do you think she's good enough? For me?
That's not what I thought about, though, as I idled my engine in the supermarket parking lot and played Maines's Mother three times through that Saturday. I contemplated my own fears as a parent, exacerbated by the horrible event that had taken place so far away. The song didn't hit like an accusation just then, more like an admission of shared vulnerability. Maines's unadorned singing reminded me of how hard it is to live in the open and to accept the likelihood of pain that's intertwined with the possibility of happiness. Why wouldn't we build walls from our own prejudices, opinions, and anxieties? They feel like home.
Hush now, baby, baby. Don't you cry. Mama's gonna wait up till you get in. Mama will always find out where you've been. Mama's gonna keep baby healthy and so high.
Ann Powers writes for NPR Music. The song Mother by Natalie Maines appears on the new soundtrack to the film West of Memphis, Voices for Justice. A complete original version of Ann Powers' essay is at the NPR Music blog, The Record. We've linked to it at our own website, KUT.org. Our thanks to Pat Duggins at Alabama Public Radio for production assistance on this feature. Sometimes a party's just a party, but it can be more than that under the right conditions. Each month here in Austin, a DJ who goes by the name of Chorizo Funk teams up with a pair of MCs collectively known as Riders Against the Storm. And the result? Well, it isn't just a party. It's actually more like a throwback ceremony. For the Austin Music Map, Thomas Fawcett reports.
For the past 3 years, one of Austin's best dance parties has taken place every month above a downtown sushi restaurant.
I'm glad y'all made it. This is Body Rock, first Friday of every mother-loving month. You know what I'm saying?
I am Tiger Lily, and this
my
is
my name is Jay Bro.
DJ,
and this is Jaree. So, boom, baby!
The wood floors, windows, and scattered furniture make Loft 718 feel like a friend's living room. And when hip-hop duo Riders Against the Storm team up with DJ Chorizo Funk for Body Rock, it's a full-on house party.
Yeah! Woo!
It's a good time to be sure, but for the Body Rock crew, it's also a place of community and ceremony, something almost sacred.
Partying is really the bastard child of ceremony, you know?
That's Tiger Lily, one half of Riders Against the Storm. She and her husband J-Bro are the MCs behind Body Rock.
For me, an MC is a master of ceremony. And I think what separates J-Bro and I in Riders Against the Storm is we really take the ceremony portion of it very seriously. Meaning that we are the conductors of the life force, the energy that the people are feeling. We're responsible for keeping it up. We're responsible for getting them open and more open. And then once you're at that state, it's the MC's responsibility to then bring you into this place of ecstasy, to bring you into this place of oneness with everyone else that's in the space. And so for us, that's our clear intention. It's about being the master of the ceremony.
When J-Bro and Tiger Lily toast on the mic, it's a throwback to Bronx block parties in the early days of hip-hop. Like hip-hop pioneer Kool Herc, Tiger has roots in both New York and the Caribbean. And like those early block parties, the importance of the DJ is paramount.
Chorizo Funk is a very particular guy, so he's got an ear. He's got like an immaculate ear and an immaculate kind of taste for selection. He's a scientist. He's a scientist with that.
As Chorizo Funk slides into another selection, the room is packed, save for an opening where breakdancers flip windmill acrobatics. Among the B-Boys is Mamba, a Body Rock regular.
I think, you know, Austin definitely really needs more of this. I mean, not knocking other clubs, but this feels like family. You know, you come here, there's no pretension, no dress code, everybody dances in sweats, nobody's holding up the wall. I mean, just come here and bug out and get free, you know? I think it's all about just forgetting your troubles from the 9 to 5 and having fun. Here we go now, check it out.
For the Body Rock crew, it's the regulars that make the night truly special.
You know, the people make the party. It's not about a club or a scene. You know, we could bring this to your house tomorrow and it would be the same thing, you know, and it could just be kids there, you know, like 6-year-old kids, and they would feel the same thing that adults do. It's about the people and sharing that with people.
Give it up, give it up! Give it up!
It's a bit like going to church, but on Friday night. At Body Rock, everyone worships the same groove.
Riders Against the Storm!
For the Austin Music Map, I'm Thomas Fawcett.
See a video of the Body Rock Gathering produced by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, or to explore other music scenes from across our fair city, visit austinmusicmap.com. Coming up, brand new music by Iron and Wine, caught live in Studio 1A, and a few surprises as well as Texas Music Matters continues.
Thank you.
From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Something very special hand-delivered to us this week, fresh from the studio and soon to be released. This is brand new music by Iron and Wine on Texas Music Matters.
No one knew the arm was broken, although
Lover's Revolution, that's from the forthcoming album Ghosts on Ghosts by Iron and Wine. Singer-songwriter Sam Beam came by our Studio 1A this week to help us launch our new all-music station here in Austin, KUTX. And while he was here, he performed an unrecorded song, a song that's not set for the new album, but its big Texas imagery and soaring ambivalence really knocked us out. Sam, what's it called again?
It's called Waves of Galveston. It's a brand new tune. I just thought it would be fun to play because we're Texans.
There's a line in there that's like, Texas leans on the least of us or something like
that? Yeah, well, it switches from one chorus to the other so you can expand on the thing. So Texas leans to the least of us all, and then it also leans on the least in us all. It says, if you can make the music, you can have the dance, and if you can shoot the pistol, you can wear the pants.
As a, you know, it's funny because native Texans often think that they sort of own Texas. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
People who come from the outside, it's a little bit harder to sort of, I don't know, embrace the place. Maybe it's easy to embrace, but it's harder to feel embraced by the place.
I guess so. I mean, I think people from the outside coming to Texas have a very specific idea, preconceived idea, of what Texas and Texans are about, you know, and their attitudes. And I've definitely, living here for a while, have found that it's not always the case. There's definitely, you know, it exists for, that preconception exists for a reason. But at the same time, you know, people are much more three and four dimensional sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. But that's what the song deals with on, you know, on a certain level, is people's preconceived ideas of Texas and the reality of it.
So what has the reality of it been like for you? I mean, you moved out to Austin how many years ago? Was it like 7, 8 years
ago?
Yeah,
going on 8 years, yeah. I mean, it's been great. We have met some wonderful friends.
Does it feel like home?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, there's definitely days where, you know, when you live in a bunch of different places where you don't necessarily feel like you'll ever feel at home. But yeah, definitely. I mean, the people are more what makes it home for me. That said, I think we're moving pretty soon.
Is that right? Are you out of Texas, you think?
Yeah, we're probably going to go back to the East Coast. All my family's out there, and so it's starting to become apparent we need to get out there.
Well, we're going to miss you. Do you think it's affected your music in any way?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. You know, it's been a big part of our life, and so that ends up in your music, you know, your perception of things. Yeah, there's definitely specific images that have come straight from Texas, like the Waves of Galveston tune, specifically.
Leave the waves of Galveston, but only if you can, cause you've been here behind the seawall, gently folded in the sand. Papa left you for heaven after your mama lost her song, and though your baby left you for Houston, no one stays there very long. There's a graveyard by the pizza parlor, a gate that only closes. Snowbirds fly away like secrets, no one really wants to know. The climbing moon's always shining on the kind of shells you keep. The broken horse tied to the water towers, running in his sleep. It's too bad that you ain't got a soft place to fall. It's too bad Texas leans to the least of us all, and says, if you can make the music, then you can have the dance. If you can shoot the pistol, then you can wear the pants. So leave the ways of Galveston, but only if you can, 'cause it's the only place the Lone Star kind of offered you a hand. Your baby left you nothing, and a dog was left for dead. You never knew you were a burden till it hit you on the head. It's too bad that you ain't got a soul place to fall. It's too bad Texas leans on the least in us all. And says you can make the music, and you can have the dance, if you can shoot the pistol, and you can wear the pants.
Thanks so much.
Waves of Galveston, an unreleased song, brand new by Sam Beam, Iron and Wine, on Texas Music Matters.
Hi, I'm Paul Karuba with the KUTX Song of the Day. 5 years ago, Austin power pop act What Made Milwaukee Famous were on their way to national prominence with a big label deal and some big-time media attention. But then, silence. But 2013 promises to be a big year for the band because they're back this month with a brand new record called You Can't Fall Off the Floor. There's a new single from the record called Gone and Done It Now, and it shows that the band hasn't skipped a beat and they're almost half a decade away from the limelight. Gone and Done It Now, the return of What Made Milwaukee Famous. It's the KUTX Song of the Day.
Oh,
Gone and Done It Now by Austin's own What Made Milwaukee Famous. Learn more about the song of the day, including our daily download at KUTX.org. I'm Paul Karuba.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Trans Texas Airways, flying those beautiful new DC-9s at night between El Paso and Beaumont. And Sam Beam Texas Whiskey, good for another few months at least. Texas Music Matters is produced at the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, Texas. Heard on public radio stations across the Lone Star State, in Ireland on RTE 2XM, and around the world on PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. Follow us on Facebook at Texas Music Matters. Check us out at KUTX.org. Just look for the big broadcast. On behalf of the entire Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin, Texas.